You know, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has been trying for the last 46 years to end this practice, but the loopholes have allowed the violators to continue. So there's actually a federal bill pending before Congress that would amend the Horse Protection Act and tighten up some of those loopholes and bring this practice to an end. It's got huge support from across the horse industry and the veterinary community, and in fact, more than half of the members of both the House and Senate have co-sponsored the bill, which means they'll vote for it if it comes up for a vote. Unfortunately, there are a few key, well-placed politicians in Congress that are in a position to block the bill, and they have, because they represent people in the industry who are doing this to the animals. So we haven't been able to get a vote. We're going to keep pressing for a vote. But in the meantime, the USDA, which, as I said, enforces the law under the Act, has the ability through its own regulations to tighten up some of these loopholes and do a lot of what the federal bill, the Prevent All Soaring Tactics Act, would do. So back in July, USDA proposed a federal rule, a regulatory change, that would get rid of all of the devices that are used in the soaring process and get rid of the industry self-regulation that the department has had to rely on for all these years, and replace it with a system of independent third-party licensees that the department itself would train and oversee. That rule is under a current comment period, public comment period, which ends next Wednesday, the 26th. So your listeners and the public have an opportunity to be a part of the solution to this by weighing in with USDA and letting them know that they want them to move forward and implement this rule quickly after the comment period closes.